Jerry Bader Show, 1051-406-1360, 888-455-1360. Brian Fraley. And by the way, you can see his piece at rightwisconsin.com. It is outside the paywall. He was told, or he was asked, by a reporter, Jason Stein, from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, whether or not his house had been searched, a warrant served in connection with the John Doe 2.0. He's a conservative journalist. Now, Stein may have made the whole thing up. I don't think he did. Here's what I think happened. I think Brian was targeted, and then they, for whatever reason, didn't go through with it. Or one of the prosecutors leaked that to Stein to intimidate Brian in his coverage. Brian was going off deer hunting. Whatever would have happened when his family was alone. This is a McCarthyistic attempt to chill conservatism in Wisconsin. So why wouldn't it be talk show hosts? Jason, I'm serious about this. How do you know they wouldn't turn up at your door? You don't know that. Well, now you're just getting hysterical. This is the atmosphere they're trying to create. A fear and intimidation and a smear. Just the perception that you were included. Don in Nina. Don, how you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Remember the Steely Knock in Germany? But my question is, where is our state attorney general? He's supposed to be in charge of all of this. And when they pull illegal crap through the court system, why isn't he involved?
J.B. Van Hollen has been absolutely silent on this, and it is frustrating a lot of conservatives. Now, on the other hand, Don, and thanks for the call, Assembly Republicans are now talking about, once this John Doe is done, changing the law. So people like Bruce Landgraf, and Brian said, well, we don't know if it was Bruce Landgraf. The Wall Street Journal's reporting that it was. I believe it is. And I believe the goal here is to smear and intimidate. This is just... Look, Jason Stein got that from somewhere. I just don't believe he made it up. So how do conservative journalists know that they're not being targeted? And talk show hosts, how do they know? This has got to be dealt with. This atmosphere of fear and intimidation against conservatives in Wisconsin must be dealt with. Tom in Oshkosh. Tom, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Obviously, there's been a whole lot of these types of things, the IRS scandals on the federal level. And I realize, again, we cannot rely upon a president to put together an independent counsel to investigate. But here's where the previous caller mentioned the state attorney general. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why conservative senators, I don't understand why governors, conservative governors, have not been, if their attorney generals aren't doing anything, if the sheriffs aren't doing anything, why aren't they appointing independent counsel to investigate this? And why aren't these folks that aren't doing anything, such as our attorney general, being investigated for breach of not performing their job?
Well, that's always tough. And let me say this, and I'm not going to defend the inactivity, but I will say this. Here's what they want to guard against. Nobody really knows the veracity or the validity of the John Doe because it is secret. So if elected officials go after it, then they're just accused by the left, well, you're just trying to stop a legitimate investigation. That's all you're trying to do, which is why the proposed change in John Doe, what they're saying is we wouldn't do anything to touch this John Doe. We would let it run its course. Then we want to change the rules so this just can't go on in secrecy. They need to do that, and I think they need to pass it this session. Of course, Democrats are screaming about that. Well, you just don't want the blah, blah. Why? Because they don't think it will ever be used against them, and they're probably right about that. What Brian has revealed here, I think, is a really big deal. I've said this before. I'm surprised they haven't come after the conservative media, and not just in Wisconsin, but nationally, more aggressively in the past, particularly the Obama administration, because I just wouldn't put it past them. A friend just wrote, it is It's a quiet coup d'etat. That's what it is. Now, here's the other thing. Stein knows that Brian couldn't say anything. Even if Brian's home had been searched, he had been subpoenaed, he couldn't say anything. One person has spoken up and spoken to the Wall Street Journal. They did that because they wanted the public to know, even though they were exposing themselves to legal liability by doing that. That's what's got to get changed here. Under the John Doe probe law in Wisconsin, the targets are gagged. They can't talk. They can go on forever and ever and ever, and well, no, they can't. There's limits. They get extended. This is a really big deal. A really big deal. All of Brian's scenarios, one of those is true. Here's the one that I think is most likely. Somebody leaked that story to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter that Brian's house had been, that he'd been targeted like everybody else. That's what I believe happened. Then what was, I don't believe Stein made it up. I actually don't. Then the question is, what was the motive? Well, as Brian said, he works with two conservative media outlets, the MacGyver Institute and Right Wisconsin. They're trying to intimidate him. And they knew that Jason Stein was going to ask him about it. Well, okay, if I haven't been searched, maybe I'm going to be searched. Maybe this is going to happen. And I know Brian doesn't want to name names. I believe it is, again, the Wall Street Journal is saying this John Doe is also Bruce Landgraf. I believe that. I don't know if there's anything J.B. Van Hollen can do. Here's what I think. I think they are too smart not to do this to a member of the media. If they did it to me or any other talk show, I would talk about it. I would risk violating the law. Perhaps they know that. I'm telling you, this should scare the crap out of you. It's 10:58. Just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.